I think that
That
was
was
your
the
other
other
one.
one.
That was the other one. Okay.
You picked this one.
Okay, narcissistic
Yes.
tendencies.
Being selfish and whatnot.
Okay.
It's okay. I wrote a whole blurb for an intro, so it'll be fine.
Okay.
Okay. I am starting. Three,
Okay.
two. Hello, everyone. Welcome or welcome back to High Standards. This is Briley, and she's
Oh,
not going to say
Denise.
her name. Denise. Denise. And we are back with another episode after skipping a week. It's okay. It's not going to be a habit. It was just a one-time thing. today going to be talking about okay, the title is Narcissistic Tendencies Are Taking Over. What? Okay, it's, big words, but we'll see what happens. So, to start, I'm gonna give a quick definition and a little PSA
Okay.
so that we don't offend anyone out there, because narcissism is like a real thing. Narcissistic personality disorder is a real thing. We are aware of this. As a student of AP psychology, I did many a research project on narcissistic personality disorder. So, as we say narcissism in this episode, we're just kind of tossing it around loosely. But if you have traits that feel real, you should probably talk to someone about that. Okay. So, Britannica gives us the definition that narcissism is characterized by an inflated self-image and addiction to fantasy, by an unusual coolness and composure shaken only when the narcissistic confidence is threatened, and by the tendency to take others for granted or exploit them. Now, this comes from the Greek mythology behind, what was his name? Like Narcissus or whatever. And he thought he was so cute and he rejected everyone. And he spent
Dang.
his days looking at himself in the river until he drowned because he was staring at himself.
Dang.
Anyway, but leaving all out in the past, today we're talking about, are we selfish? Is this a bad thing? Are humans meant to be selfish? And my personal anecdote on why I am only focused on myself. Anyway, that's my introduction. Denise.
Okay. I did not prep for this episode. I know you're shaking your head. I'm shaking my head too. I guess we could start like looking at ourselves internally. So, in ourselves, where do we think we see like narcissistic tendencies? Or like in humans in general, I guess. 'Cause I feel like to
Well,
some degree, like selfishness is like required for survival. But
that's
like at this
correct.
point, we're not like hunting fish or anything. So
Real. We're not collecting berries. We're just doing stuff to do it, for funsies. But really, I think about this because I'm pretty sure I said it a lot in the last episode, which, by the way, thanks to everyone who listened to the last episode. I looked at it before we started recording this, and we had like 21 plays. So, shout out to all of you. I didn't tell you this, but some people watched it, listened to it in front of me in calculus class. So,
No way.
if you're listening again, shout out to you for giving me the opportunity to watch you live react to the things I say and the theories Denise and I come up with. Anyway, but in that episode, I think I said narcissistic tendencies are taking over in terms of like, thinking everyone is in love with me, the delusions, these fantasies that I'm like creating in my mind to inflate my sense of self, and figuring out when they become too much is like where we're at right now. Like, am I overhyping myself too much? Do I need to calm down, be humbled? And I believe in a good humbling from time to time, but also like, is this just normal? Like, am I supposed to think that I'm so much better than everyone? Am I supposed to use these to like gas myself? You know what I'm saying? So, of course, it's internal, but how far is too far?
You saying that really made me think AP psychology, like Maslow's hierarchy, like self-fulfillment. I think that's like the last one. Like you need your water, you need your food before self-fulfillment becomes a priority. and connecting this to like the demographic transition model, like considering how far we've advanced, like maybe we're just so bored and have so much free time that like we just think about ourselves. Like, again, as I said, we're not hunting for food or anything. So like the time we're spending, like, I don't know, maybe we're just thinking about ourselves more, and that like leads to like a hyperinflated sense of self or ego. Either that, or like you could think about social media and how like the like button became a thing. I don't know, not like consciously thinking about the like button and your sense of self, but like subconsciously, and the fact that you can like scroll very quickly, see other people's lives and their highlight reels, because that's pretty much what a social media page is.
True.
In most contexts, but
true.
Yeah.
And then I also think of the narcissistic tendencies, or like really the selfishness. And I feel like I've developed more selfish tendencies being in spaces with like so many other people. As we talked about before, we're very involved students. You know, we're on two different dance teams. We're both in fine art and other fine arts, music related, like being in clubs and then also being in AP classes. You're constantly surrounded by people. And when adults specifically see you as a leader, it's easy to feel like things are being pushed on you. The amount of times that I've had people like, in case anyone listens, but the amount of times that I've been told that like I should be guiding someone else, and I just don't have the energy.
Wait, a student in a context like where the other student is in a varsity fine art group, or like, because like if you're surrounded by those kinds of students, regardless of what kind of organization it is, if they're selected, should they not have the capacity to guide themselves?
I don't know, because for me everyone is different. And just because you, like, I'm someone who is constantly holding myself to a high standard, or you're someone who's like always working overtime, doesn't mean that anyone else has to live that way, you know? Like, maybe for them it's just show up and dance and leave. For us, it's like get there 30 minutes to an hour early, warm up, stretch, run the dance with the people on the time, then stay after to clean up and run the dance again. Like, just because we're doing extra steps. Really, I started thinking, like, is just this just an, like, an anger I hold with myself, that I'm not more like them, that I'm not just blowing stuff off? And that's why it's become easier to just be selfish and like, I'm not gonna be someone's guide.
Yeah.
Because they're making decisions for themselves, just the same way I should be making decisions for myself. If me just existing is not enough for you, then I don't know what I'm supposed to tell you, you know?
I don't know if this is, oh, sorry, you can go.
No, you're good. That's all I have.
Okay. I don't know if this is selfish. I feel like it's more so establishing boundaries. I talked to like one of my dance teachers about it. She listens to this podcast pretty often. I feel like this kind of aligns with the concept of quiet quitting, just like doing what you have to do to get by, because you're not going to gain anything from expending more energy, which I feel like that logic is also applicable, but also not applicable to dance, because we're always told like, you should be like working on this like outside of class and blah, blah, blah. And, like, first of all, when I get home, like, there's no juice in me left. Like, I'm at school for 12 hours a day. And it's not like I'm getting paid for it either. And even if I was, like, if I was, like, a fine art teacher, they get paid doo-doo for the extra time they spend at school anyways. But, like, personally, like, when I'm not in the studio, like, I don't like to think about it. Like, what I do in the studio, or, like, what I come to school for, like, that's all I want to think about. And then when I get home, I'm like,
Exactly. And I feel like there's so much pressure, especially being in these large groups with, like, so many different people with different experience and different levels and whatnot. There's always a constant pressure, like, you should be working overtime. But in my millisecond of break, I'm not going to go back to the thing that was just that I was just working on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like my break is meant to be my break. If I want to be brain dead for 30 minutes to an hour, let me be brain dead for 30 minutes to an hour. Let me sit and watch America's Next Top Model or watch Dance Moms and pretend like this is real life. That's where I need to be. But it's mm-hmm. interesting that you said boundaries, because I feel like maybe that's all that's happening, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we've just been programmed to think that taking time for ourselves and being selfish, when in reality it's just establishing a boundary.
Mm-hmm.
Because these are like normal things that people should be doing. The more that mm-hmm. I think about it, like, I should not be worrying about other people.
Yeah.
I should just like be ignoring people.
I shouldn't have to worry about if someone has nail polish on. I should sorry. I just threw shade on accident. I'm sorry.
No, you did it on purpose. It's okay.
But like, that's their choice, bro. Mm. And it's like the we're a team concept. Like, sometimes that just annoys me, because like, again, like, I don't want to have to be responsible for other people. Like, they're True. Part of the team too. They should be doing their part. And like, doing those little things, that's like the bare minimum. It's not hard. It really isn't.
But I also think there becomes a line between like selfishness and pettiness.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, and I know not everyone agrees with this, because we saw it happen when there was a nail polish incident. Like, for me,
mm-hmm.
if we're already in it too deep, I'm gonna be a problem solver and not just be like,
mm-hmm.
and not just be pissed about it. Excuse mm-hmm. my language. Not be pissed about it the whole time. Because at a certain point, like, we're here and this is the reality. We have to do something about it. And if that mm-hmm. means buying nail polish remover, then I'm gonna buy the nail polish remover to mm-hmm. save us all a lecture, because mm-hmm. one person couldn't pay off, you know? Mm-hmm.
Conserving energy. The path of least resistance. That's also what I live by.
I don't live by that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's another thing with, like, thinking about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to go against mm-hmm. what other people say.
Yeah.
Even when it's, like, you're not expending energy in one way, you're gonna have to realize that you're going against someone in a different mm-hmm. way.
Yeah. And like, this is like selfishness inverted, but like, being in like organizations and stuff, I've realized this is like a really harsh way of putting it. I could use better words, but like, as an individual, you don't matter. Like mm. if like a practice needs to be scheduled and like you already like want to go work out that day, and like that's like your you time, then like mm-hmm. you don't matter. You need to practice, because everyone else needs to practice. So like, if we're like told to do stuff, I'm just like, whatever, just like, just tell me what to do and I'll do it.
Ugh. See, but then I always have to remind myself. I feel like this episode is getting way off of what we intended to be. So we're gonna find the ground at some point. But I feel like I have to remind myself that this is what I signed up for, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I can't, once again, it's the line between like selfish and pettiness mm-hmm. and like conserving energy, but not just being like a pushover.
Mm-hmm.
Because I chose to do all these things. No matter how tired I am, no matter how like overwhelmed or stressed or just confused, like at some point I made this decision to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm looking forward and I'm like, I could see myself not being here anymore, then maybe it's time to dip. Mm-hmm. But if I look forward and I'm like, I would be upset if I left, then I just have to shut up and take it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe this is not a healthy mindset or whatever. If we have a therapist who happens to be watching this, you know, shoot us mm-hmm. a voice message.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know that we should seek help. But like, once I'm in it, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And I'm not gonna compromise on my own values and morals, but at the same time, if I signed up for this, I signed up for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's coming from me, who I consider myself to be very independent. I'm not a huge fan of team activities.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Just let me do my thing. Mm-hmm. unless we can all agree upon something very quickly, then we should mm-hmm. not be doing anything. But It varies, you know. You have to, it's a balance of everything. Because, yeah, I don't know. Like, free will is not a thing, but at the same time, we've convinced ourselves that we have choices, so we might as well lean into that.
Yeah. Let's get back on topic.
I mean, I don't know how we can.
Me neither.
Well, going back to what we talked about, how I thought of this idea, it was because we were talking about, like, relationships and whatnot, and thinking everyone's in love with you, and being obsessed with yourself so that you can project that onto other people to be obsessed with you. And also to our first comeback episode where I just said I don't really care what anyone thinks anymore. These are the kind of delusions that are fueling my narcissism a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, I'm doing hand motions because I'm in the mindset that if I just pretend like no one else matters, then no one else matters.
Your perception is your reality.
Exactly. My perception is my reality. It's not true. It's true, but like, it's not great when you get humbled a couple times or when you're, you know, that defeatist attitude, the imposter syndrome is going to like kick in at some point. But beyond that, it feels freaking dope. So my thing is like, you should be focused on yourself. Thoughts?
Are forming. Sorry. Sorry. I was like listening to you, but I was also thinking about how I look. You want to take a nap right now.
Real. Yo, we literally just did like 85% of our show for students at school. And then we came home. And yesterday we agreed that we would record at 5 o'clock. So here we are.
Yeah.
If this episode ends in like 5 minutes, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
We've given you a rant about fine arts.
Yeah.
And we love those. But I don't know.
So you were asking me my thoughts on like being selfish, like what are your thoughts on it?
Basically.
Okay. I think, I don't know if this is like the same thing as establishing boundaries, selfish, or like if those two different things are actually the same thing, depending on the context. But I think to a certain degree, like selfishness, you need selfishness. Like, because if you're not considering yourself in any context of any sort, then what are you to yourself? Like, are you just like a vessel, like just experiencing things with no stream of consciousness? Because like, you could just be floating through life, not doing anything, not like, I don't know. But like, I do feel like selfishness is required, like again, establishing boundaries, like, like, everyone's going, okay, it sounds like I'm throwing shade. I'm not. This is just an example of something that happened.
She probably is. It's okay.
Oh my God. I have no brain just to think of anything else, but like a dance concert finished and everyone wants to go to IHOP, but you're tired as heck and someone needs a ride home. And they're like, oh, I want to go to IHOP, but I also need a ride home. If you're playing a video game, the option appears. It's like, do you endure several hours of like exhaustion to take this person home? Or do you just be like, no, I'm not going to IHOP. You got to pick. You either go or you go home. And in that instance, I chose going home.
Which is technically the correct answer. See, the issue is not in your decision making. It's in your ability to remain confident in those decisions. Like, you should not still be harboring feelings about the fact that you made a decision for yourself. whenever you choose something for yourself, you have to pick it and be move on and like be bask in the self.
Unwavering.
Yeah. Like you
Yeah.
should not be going back to that one time you told somebody you couldn't take them home. Because they have to be adult at some point and make decisions for themselves. Not even adult, because adults do dumb stuff all the time. Like some sense of maturity. Some sense of like care for self. Some sort of autonomy over their own being. You know? So that kind of stuff, like if you make your own decision, you gotta stick with it. And this, I just started thinking about this when you're talking, the difference between confidence and self-esteem, because in the definition of narcissism, it says that the coolness and composure is shaken only when the narcissistic confidence is when the narcissist confidence is threatened. So confidence is fragile, is basically the idea that I'm getting. But self-esteem is something that's strong and sturdy and a foundation that's established.
Yes, confidence is
So,
context based. It's like temp, sorry. I'm trying to like use big words.
just use
Sorry.
words.
Yeah. Thought is done.
Okay. But I like this is something me personally, I feel like I somewhat struggle with because I've always been told I'm a confident person. Like just because I move in a way where I'm not concerned about other people most of the time, like I walk with my head up because why would I be looking down? Like that kind of stuff. But internally, the wheels are always turning. Like I'm constantly overthinking. I'm a naturally anxious person. Like I said, the imposter syndrome, you know, it's hopping in and out. Especially like now pursuing a career that I'm like years behind in. Like that kind of stuff.
Facts,
It's
bro.
always going. The wheels are turning. The self-esteem is like, woo, you know, some days are good, some days are bad. But the confidence I'm constantly exuding. So I'm basically trying to trick myself at all times that external confidence is gonna like disrupt the lack of self-esteem within. I don't, that's just how I'm living. Like I don't know if this is healthy, but I think at a certain point you can make your delusions reality.
Yeah. I feel like it could work. Again, that's your perception. Or like, even if it's not your current perception, you're like, this is dumb, like this isn't true. This is a lie. I don't actually feel this way internally.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like slowly, like it'll start to seep in just a little bit subconsciously.
And maybe if you just consistently overcompensate for stuff, you'll come full circle, which is also an unhealthy thing to do. You know, that's what today is about. Just naming all the unhealthy things we do to cope with our lack of self-esteem and or confidence. And the delusions running wild. I don't
I have one thing I do to compensate for my self-esteem. It's academic validation.
unhealthy.
And
This is
also,
such a
like,
sad episode.
I know.
It's just getting worse. It's okay. I feel like we needed a serious episode. Because we're too goofy sometimes. And listeners deserve to know that we have actual struggles outside of just boys. You know,
Yeah.
men do not
Ooh.
make the world go round.
If we talk about struggles, I guess I can bring up nationals. So like we went to the National High School Dance Festival, and like as I said in the previous episode, or like whatever our comeback episode was, the kids there our age were monsters. Like I was thinking about it and I was like, our entire high school career is probably like 1 year of training for
Real. No,
them.
that's
So
so
like
real.
think about how behind we are in terms of training.
That's all I think about. What are you talking about? Going to college auditions, I'm walking in this space with all these people who have been doing this basically since they left the womb. And I'm just like, yeah. 4 years, I can kind of do a double pirouette, depends on the day. you know, that's not it. Like, that's where I'm at. And they're like, yes, Puente's second. A long, long trail of Shanae's. It's just a Shanae. You know what I'm saying? Everyone can do an aerial because that's just something they learn. Like, what? And then they have to go with a certain amount of confidence. Like, yes, I'm an artist. And if I just keep saying it to myself, then someone's going to believe it. And obviously someone did, you know, the big boy school let me in. But
period.
But now it's just that constant, like, okay, you're good enough. Like, you're good enough. And you're going to be better. You're like, you're going to be better. Like, this is not it. This is not my peak. I'm not peaking in high school. Just because the last, like, 4 months have been dope doesn't mean that I can stop. You know, get knocked down a few pegs to come back up. That's what we're constantly striving for. But everything but also, is just, like, back and forth.
But also, like, seeing, like, a lot of good dancers, like, I sometimes, like, on my reels, they're, like, the Texas Tech, like, palm dancers, and they're doing, like, turn after turn after turn in second, and it's, like, down, up, 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 squeeze, tight, land, and it's, like, the guy, like, saying it in the background, and I'm, like, they're so good, like, that's crazy, but it makes me think, like, that kind of dancing, like, competition-esque dancing, or, like, even going to the drill team competition, it made me think, like, these people are so good, but, like, do they enjoy it just because they're good or because they like the artistry behind it? And it, like, that kind of dancing just feels so manufactured.
Real.
So, like, I don't know. Like, this is the concept I talk about with our drill team director. Like, anyone can become good at stuff. Like, you can train someone up to be good at something. But you can't force them to, like, be truly passionate for the art itself.
Yeah.
And not just, like, being good at it, you know?
That's why we have to remember that, like, as much as we're having these conversations, they're having the conversations with themselves, too. I imagine that there are many people who have grown up in, like, competition dance or something that are questioning whether or not they actually like it. Or if they're even good at it. And that kind of stuff. Like, everyone is thinking. And if they're not thinking, then whatever life you're living, crazy. Like, gotta be crazy. And I also question what passion really is. Because I never know. Controversial statement. It feels the same whenever I think about happiness. And people say they want to be happy and they desire happiness so much. And whenever I think about it, happiness doesn't really, it's not meant to exist for a long period of time. I always aim to be content, to always just be mid, you know, just wake up and be like, you know what? I'm alive. That's pretty cool. And move on. But the idea that some people want to wake up and just smell roses and like frolic through fields is insane to me. Like, that's
that's so unrealistic.
You're shooting for that. You're gonna be let down consistently because that's not what life is. And I kind of teeter that same line with passion. Like, you shouldn't, I don't think I should be putting so much pressure on, like, this is the one thing and this is what I want to do and this is what my heart feels. I like that I can do different things and feel something from it each time. I like that there are multiple things that interest me. And I don't feel like I should be boxed into, like, she's just a dancer. Or she's just good at writing. She, like, that kind of stuff, it upsets me so much. I don't want to feel like I have to pick something if everything is good to me and for me.
Yeah.
So it's, like, constantly chasing things that don't exist.
I feel like continuing, like, on this passion route, I feel like I'm passionate about dance, but, like, I don't want to be there all the time. Like,
for real.
But, like, it feels like musical. Like, I realize a lot of things feel like musical. Like, you don't want to be there until, like, the last 5 seconds. So, like, I feel like passion, it's like, it may suck, like, most of the time, but like, those few moments that make you want to continue chasing it, like, I feel like that's passion. Like, you continue to want to chase it at some point.
It's not about the destination, it's about the journey.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't realize until you're at the end of it, then you're like, whoa, that was kind of a cool time. Enjoyed that. Would definitely do it again. Just trick yourself into doing it over and over again. And then eventually at the end you're gonna realize, oh, that was worth it. I'm glad I spent time on that. But yeah, I feel like there's so much pressure with passions that you should wake up and that should be the only thing that you ever want to do. And just because you wake up in the morning, you're like, yes, I'm going to dance today. And I'm going to dance my heart out. And these are going to be the best turns I've ever done in my life. Every single day,
Bruh.
I can't, like, and I love dance. Don't get me wrong, I love dance. Like, I am committing the next 4 years of my life to obtaining a degree in dance. But the idea of waking up every morning and only seeing that is who I am is scary. Like, I don't want to put that much pressure on one thing. I want to wake up and be like, what could I create today? That's all I want it to be. I just want to wake up and say, what can I create today? What can I be today?
Stop.
And that's it. That's literally it.
Sorry, that ate.
Someone put this on a poster right now. Someone put this on a poster right now.
What can I create? Sorry, that was like, I'm shook right
Sometimes I'm profound.
now.
Sometimes I really
Dang,
do be saying
Briley.
stuff.
You're crazy.
But yeah,
For
that's
real,
it.
though. Creating
So,
stuff is fun.
creating
Like,
is fun.
regardless of what it is. Like, I want to learn to, like, knit. Like, I want to make, like, sweaters or whatever. That would be cool.
Yes!
Or, like,
Like,
building, like, furniture. Like,
exactly. Or I started a while ago, I started collaging. So I make collage, like I cut stuff out of magazines and like that is so fun, bro. Like where I love seeing where my brain is at that day. Like some of it's like really edgy and stuff. And it's like this is the end of the world. And then other ones are like, yes, love, romance, fairy tales. Like wherever my brain is that day, that is so fun. And like learning instruments or whatever. And sometimes even just like watching TV. Because you're watching TV and you think and your brain is turn my brain at least is turning and it's like I can't even reality TV. I'm like, why would this person put themselves on this television? And then all of a sudden I'm creating complex thoughts about a dumb TV show.
Either that or like when I'm watching reality TV, like I take notes on like how to manipulate people if I was on that reality TV show.
Same.
Like if it's like
I'm
a competitive one, like
like you could have just done this. It would have been so simple.
exactly.
Want to wake up and say, I'm what can I create today? That's all I need. I don't I could be cooking, I could be baking, I could be welding, but I wanna learn to weld. Like, let me learn. I wanna be a carpenter. Let me
I
learn
want to
how to
learn how
cut
to fix
some wood.
cars, bro. That sounds
Please.
fun.
Let me wake up and say, I'm gonna do something cool today. And let me be okay with it. Let me be okay with the fact that this is what my day was and I enjoyed a part of it. And that's it. Wow. We've reached about 36 minutes. And I believe that is enough to call it a day. So this episode definitely went off course,
It
but I
did.
think it was positive. I think we've thought of some good thoughts here. Even though we started with the idea of narcissistic tendencies, I think we've realized that these tendencies are just A, setting boundaries, and B, establishing what you want for your life. Because certain things are fleeting, but
That is true.
the standards that you hold yourself to are always there for you to manipulate and bend and change and make your own. So lean into that selfishness just a little bit and see what happens. That's what I think. Plug the Spotify.
Go to my Spotify at DE.NISEEEEE. That's five E's.
Five E's. Not four, not three, not two, not one.
Five.
If you want to leave us a message, that would be
please
cool.
Please do.
Press the voice. But oh my gosh, I have a squishy thing right now too. We're both holding those like ice hot cold packs. I don't have my SFA one, but I have this other one that's from like a medical center.
Axum Jacks or however you do the little hand thing. This is Rec'em Tech. Sorry. I didn't know how to. However you cancel. Axum Jacks with your hands.
Cancel.
No!
Anyway, thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.